Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli makes on-site inspection of flood-hit Helambu and Melamchi areas of Sindhupalsuk. Prime Minister Oli vows to address the grievances of people in the flood-hit areas. Task force formed for inter-party dispute resolution and the CPN-UML adjourns its meeting until tomorrow. Leaders promise to announce final resolutions by tomorrow. And at least 8 people killed in Mogadishu suicide bomb targeting government convoy. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has announced 50,000 rupees relief to each flood and landslide hit family in Sindhupalsuk. Reaching Sindhupalsuk for an on-site inspection of the flood-hit Helambu and Melamchi areas today, Prime Minister Oli said the government was seriously committed to addressing the problems of flood and landslide-hit families. In his interactions with the locals today, Prime Minister Oli also pledged to provide 500,000 rupees to each of the flood-hit families for reconstructions. Today itself, Prime Minister Oli handed over a cheque of 25 million rupees to Helambu Rural Municipality, a 20 million rupee cheque to Patspokhari Thangpal Rural Municipality, and a cheque of 16.5 million rupees to Melamchi Municipality for addressing the needs of people in the flood-hit areas. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli also discussed the matters of reconstruction and rehabilitation with the local representatives and listened to the grievances of the locals. The meeting of the CPN-UML task force formed to seek consensus on inter-party disputes has been adjourned until tomorrow. Coming out of today's meeting, task force member and party leader Gokarna Bista said, taking the interest of the party leaders and cadres and need of the country, they will give a way out by tomorrow. Task force member Subhas Nembang also affirmed the idea expressed by leader Bista, saying they were planning to announce the final decision by tomorrow morning. Minister for Health and Population Krishna Gopal Shrestha has inspected the Central COVID-19 Unified Hospital constructed on the premises of Bir Hospital. On the occasion, Minister Shrestha directed the officials to prepare for the possible third wave of COVID outbreak. Minister Shrestha was briefed about the latest works regarding the Unified Hospital by Health Secretary Laxman Arial and Director of Bir Hospital Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli is scheduled to inaugurate the Unified Hospital tomorrow. The number of people recovering from COVID-19 in Nepal has crossed 618,000. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported more than 1,400 cases of full recovery from the infection today. Likewise, the Ministry has reported additional 2,169 new cases of coronavirus infection in the country in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 22 corona-related deaths were reported in the country today. As per the Ministry's update, the total number of deaths due to COVID-19 infection has reached 9,362 in the country. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel has urged the party office bearers to finalize the issues related to active memberships of the party in the stipulated time. Reaching the office of the committee investigating the issues of the active membership of the party, leader Paudel urged all to complete the task in time to ensure the party's 14th General Convention as per the schedule. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Nepali Army has submitted a report of road upgrading of the Maldunga Reedy section of the Kali-Gandaki corridor to the Road Division Project Office in Palpa today. Chief Engineer of Nepali Army Project Unit, Resmiraj Bhattarai, said the Army has submitted the report after completing the road widening project of 34.5 km section along the Kali-Gandaki corridor. After the upgrading, the road now has been made 10 meter wide. The Nepal Red Cross Society has continued its efforts to get COVID-19 vaccines. The Nepal Red Cross Society, through the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, has intensified lobbying to get the COVID-19 vaccines. The International Federation of Red Cross Society is also constantly pressing the vaccine manufacturing and rich nations to assist vaccines for the developing and impoverished countries through the COVAX facility. The World Health Organization says only 2% population of 50 countries classified as the poorest nations in the world have got COVID-19 shot. Such countries are home to 17% of global population. You are listening to Read Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. A suicide car bomb targeting a government convoy exploded at a busy junction in Somali capital Mogadishu today, killing at least 8 people. The government news agency reported that the convoy was carrying senior police officer Farhan Quarol, who survived the attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but Al-Shabaab, which wants to overthrow the government and impose its strict interpretation of Islamic Sharia law, frequently carries out such bombings. Japan issued evacuation requests to more than 120,000 residents in some southern prefectures due to heavy rain today. The NHK reported that just days after deadly landslides struck the seaside city of Atami southwest of Tokyo, the heavy rainfall left the three prefectures of Kyushu Island. The Japan Meteorological Agency has issued its highest rain alert in three prefectures on Kyushu Island, prompting some local government to order residents to evacuate. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at a few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli makes on-site inspection of flood-hit Helambu and Melamchi areas of Sindhu Palchuk. Prime Minister Oli vows to address the grievances of people in the flood-hit areas. Task force formed for inter-party dispute resolution and the CPN-UML adjourns its meeting until tomorrow. Leaders promise to announce final resolutions by tomorrow. And at least 8 people killed in Mogadishu suicide bombing targeting government convoy. That's the end of news from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.